Welcome to the BBCT's World News on Tuesday the 14th of August. The former Syrian Prime Minister Riyad Hijab has denounced the government of President Assad, saying it's collapsing morally, economically and militarily. In his first appearance since defecting last week, he said he didn't want to lead but to serve as a soldier and appealed to the army to put down their weapons and join the rebels.
I also call on members of the Syrian army to stand alongside the people like the Egyptian and Tunisian people did. And you should remember your pledge after having joined the military service that their objective, you should not direct your guns only to protect your people, not to kill the sons of your people.
Exposure to radioactive material released into the environment has caused mutations in butterflies found in Japan, according to a study. Scientists found an increase in leg, antennae and wing shape mutations among butterflies collected following the 2011 Fukushima accident. The insects would have been larvae during the meltdown. Researchers found that areas with greater amounts of radiation in the environment were home to butterflies with much smaller wings and irregularly developed eyes. There's controversy in Colombia after a children's sticker album was published dedicated to the notorious drug lord Pablo Escobar. Authorities in the city of Medellin fear Escobar is being held up as a hero, as Maria Dupan reports.
During the 80s, at the height of his power, Escobar controlled tons of cocaine shipments to the United States and waged campaigns of intimidation to put pressure on the government and the media. Now the controversial sticker album is proving popular, particularly in poor areas of the city.
Every day the lady at the store receives albums and stickers and they are sold right away. Right now there's a shortage, none are available. As a neighbor said, these stickers are selling more than food. These kids are giving up eating to buy the album and the stickers.
It's been reported that a Roman cannabis plantation has been discovered after a pungent aroma was blown across the city. Police seized 340 kilos of marijuana, with a street value of £2.36 million, from a plantation which was hidden behind a legitimate mushroom-growing business at the entrance to a tunnel built by Mussolini. A fake wall had been built with revolving breeze blocks to conceal the marijuana plants. Policeman Stefano Corsi said, "We wore masks when we entered in to stop our heads spinning. I've never seen anything like it." Finally, in America, tests are being carried out on a hypersonic jet, which could travel from New York to London in just 1 hour. It's hoped Waverider will reach Mach 6, that's 4,300 miles an hour, as it flies across the Pacific Ocean. The plane's jets will ignite after it's dropped from a B-52 bomber. It will break up 5 minutes later. But don't expect to travel on it soon though. Industry experts don't expect hypersonic travel to become commercially viable until around 2050. And that's Tuesday's World News.